easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Praise God. Amen. The Lord dropped a word in my spirit for this evening, and we're going to continue just here briefly in our series on the Great Reset. The Great Reset. And we've been here and there on a little bit of information about how the World Economic Forum has determined this whole time of COVID to establish or to attempt to establish a global reset. And I'll get into a lot more detail another time as we get deeper into that message, but God also has determined a reset. Amen? Amen? And Apostle touched on it in his own way concerning resurrection. You know, I like to say it this way, that when the sons of God manifest, they're going to redefine everything. Everything's going to be redefined. God's got big plans. God's got a plan for a global reset. Amen. So our going through our trials and our tests are very important, that we learn, that we grow, you know, that we allow God to go deeper into us and work that intimacy deeper and deeper into our life. Because the overflow, our dominion comes or is an extension of that intimacy. It's not bossing folks around. It's an overflow of that intimate relationship with God. It's, in other words, our dominion is a fruit of our obedience to God. It's not, you know, manipulating folks. Say amen over here, somebody. let me go here with what I have. I've entitled this tonight, Faith That Speaks. Faith That Speaks. And it's in relation to all of what we've been covering over the past months. Give me Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 10. Romans chapter 10. We've embarked upon a new era. I believe this year is a year of a great awakening. And we've looked at that from different perspectives. Many will be awakened, but rudely awakened. There will be those that will be awakened to the reality that they are under an open heaven. As Jacob, when he went to sleep at Bethel, Saul was awakened, but he was rudely awakened by David, because his agenda was all wrong. It was skewed. And there are those that are in the body of Christ that will be, and I say it in love, but that will be rudely awakened. They've sought the wrong agenda. They've allowed science to take the place of Holy Spirit. Still saved, still love God, just off. There's going to come a great awakening. You hear me often refer to Asa, who sought unto the physicians and not unto the Lord. Now, nothing wrong with the physicians, that they have their place, but we can never negate God having the right place in our life, period. The sad thing concerning Asa's story, he died of the disease in his feet, because he sought not unto the Lord, but unto the physicians. And so I believe there's coming not only a great awakening, but a great move of God in the way of healing and deliverance and breakthrough. Tell somebody, it ain't over yet. We haven't seen or witnessed the greatest move that's coming. But we want to be right in the center of it. Amen? We don't want to be left out, left behind. So Let's take a look at faith that speaks. Give me that Romans chapter 8. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. It is the word of faith which we preach. Okay? The word is near you, even in your heart. It's the word that we preach. It's the word of faith. Somebody say the word of faith. Now, what I want to establish here is, and we've looked at this and we're looking at it from another angle here, but with the mouth, confession, or we confess salvation. With the mouth, we confess. Now, we've dug into that so that we understand it's not just, you know, someone confessing their sin. That's a part of it. You know, when a person confesses their sin, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse. But we're talking about more than that. In Mark 11, verse 23, Mark chapter 11, verse 23, the scripture is interesting. It says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Good thing I know these verses, right? I had to read it from my iPad here. But the point is that verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, somebody say, he shall say. You see, faith has to speak. Okay? Faith left alone in the heart will die. We'll get to that. We'll get to that more. But we will have, he says, Jesus says that we will have whatsoever or whatever we say. Now in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, confession is made unto. Now remember that connecting word, unto salvation. Confession is made unto salvation. Now, going back and studying that word again, salvation is not just being saved from going to hell. The word salvation is the word sozo, and it means preservation, healing, deliverance, and it means soundness. So, confession is made unto. What we say connects us to this salvation. Not just when we are first born again, but throughout our life. Healing, deliverance, preservation, and soundness. When the enemy tries to convince you you're losing your mind. Let the devil know he's a lie. If you do feel like you're losing your mind, it's probably because your words have been whack. Things that you are saying that cause confusion to come. Because with confession, our confession is made unto, it connects us to this salvation. So if I'm speaking the words of God, if my faith is speaking, then my mind is going to be sound. And not just sound when everything's going right, but even when everything seems like it's going wrong, my mind will still be sound. I will still be governed by the mind of Christ. Amen. I won't lose my mind, make foolish decisions. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. But confession is made unto salvation. Tell somebody, you got to say something. Remember, we looked at the three. When you have a negative, unscriptural confession, when your mouth is full of those words, you invite demonic influence. You invite Satan. You give place to the devil. When you don't say anything, you become a victim of the circumstance. But when you have a confession that's in line with the word of God, then you will, as was said earlier by the apostle, everything produces after its kind. I'm going to stay on this mouth thing till Jesus comes. Because people shoot themselves in the foot with their mouth. And sometimes you are so full of habitual. See, habits form character. And sometimes you are saying things at different times that you don't realize you're saying, but you're negating stuff with your words. And so we have to learn how, we must understand that confession is made unto salvation. God already did it, but it's a matter of whether you are receiving it. Okay, the word unto in Romans chapter 10 has to do with, it indicates a motion or progress. We move progressively forward into the benefits of salvation as we continue to make the right confessions with our mouth. Okay, are we having difficulty with this? Okay, we're okay? Oh, do I have difficulty? Okay. Okay, so somebody say sozo. That's the Greek word, S-O-Z-O, and it's the Greek word for salvation. Preservation, healing, deliverance, and soundness. Laying hold of God's provision. Now hear me, laying hold of God's provision clearly has to do with the confession of our mouth. The confession of your mouth. Say amen for real.
Amen.
Not the confession of someone else's mouth, but the confession of your mouth.
Amen.
Laying hold on God's provision. God has already provided, but have you laid hold on it? And you know, honestly, let me be honest and frank, and I say this in love, but I talk to many people, even in the congregation, and just in conversation sometimes, I'm going to use the term, you shoot yourself in the foot with stuff that you say. You're more relating to something that's factual than that is truthful. And see, because there's not a lot of value placed on words. Well, I'm just telling it like it is. Well, you got what you is. You want something different? Say something different. Remember last time we were together, I touched on this, how it's important to understand that the initial words were given to Adam more for creating than communicating. Adam was in the image and likeness of God, and words were given to him to create, more so than to communicate. But because we've fallen, or humanity has fallen to that lower nature, now words are basically used for communication. People don't understand how creative words are. I don't know. How many bought one of the pillowcases from Dr. Maureen? Anyone? Anderson. Maureen Anderson and Dr. Tom. Did you read the little insert in there? Read it. Open it up and sleep on it. No, seriously. I don't know whether it's, and I'm not speaking concerning this one, just in general, we tend to overlook a lot of things that are so key to our breakthroughs, to our victory, to the quality of life that we have. And we think, oh, we don't place much value on it. But God places great value on it. And the devil listens and watches for what you say.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information,